USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Barack Obama is hitting the campaign trail for the man who served as his vice president. At a Wednesday event in Philadelphia for Joe Biden, Obama criticized President Trump for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
The pandemic would have been tough for any president. I mean, we haven't seen something like this for 100 years. But the degree of incompetence and misinformation, the number of people who might not have died, had we just done the basics.
Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee say they will boycott Thursday's vote to move the Supreme Court confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the full Senate. Committee Chair Senator Lindsey Graham told reporters that the vote would be held Thursday afternoon, whether or not the Democratic contingent shows up. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The president is willing to lean in for a deal. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. He tells Fox News that negotiations for a coronavirus stimulus deal have stalled as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't budged on her demands.
It's actually been Secretary Mnuchin, the president, advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger. But I can tell you that at $1.9 trillion, which is really where we're at right now, when you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons?
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have blocked the GOP stimulus bill from advancing. The $500 billion bill included funding for the Paycheck Protection Program and more supplemental unemployment insurance, but was blocked from moving forward along party lines, falling short of the 60 votes needed. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The makers of OxyContin will plead guilty to federal charges related to the opioid crisis. Drug maker Purdue Pharma has agreed to plead guilty to federal felony charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States and violating anti-kickback laws. The company's plea deal will be part of a more than $8 billion settlement with the Justice Department. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen says the settlement will provide resources to continue the fight against opioid addiction.
So today's announcement involves one of the most important participants in the supply chain of prescription opioids at the manufacturer level, in a resolution which, if approved by the court, will redress past wrongs and will also provide extraordinary new resources for the treatment and care of those affected by opioids addiction.
The company has long faced accusations that its actions helped start the opioid crisis in the U.S. A week after having their article on Hunter Biden blocked by Twitter, the New York Post's account is still locked, something FCC Chief of Staff Matthew Berry calls outrageous. He tells Fox News that the company is showing a clear bias.
It's just an outrageous situation when Twitter allows the Supreme Leader of Iran to tweet about armed resistance to the State of Israel, about wiping the State of Israel off the map, essentially committing genocide, yet the New York Post, an American newspaper founded in 1801 by Alexander Hamilton, has been locked out of Twitter for 7 days.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.